celebrate him. There is no one like him. There is no one like Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. Would you thank him for his blessings over your life since the year began? His good hand that has been upon your life and has kept you on your feet. If at all, give him thanks. Would you thank him for what awaits you today? Something precious. Something wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now, I'd like you to pray and ask the Lord specifically, give me an encounter with your word today that will put me in command of all invisible battles. Grant me an encounter with your word today that will position me above all invisible battles. Would you do that? Because he upholds all things by the word of his power. All things, not some things, not most things, but all things. He upholds all things by the word of his power. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Lord, grant me an encounter with your word today that will put me on top of all the invisible battles confronting my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Lift up your two hands to heaven, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we are here seated at your feet to receive of you, to build our faith, so we can live the overcomer's life. Now, in the name of Jesus, grant everyone under the sound of my voice today, on ground or online, access to light that will change each one's level. Yeah. Lord, cause the eyes of every one of us to behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Yeah. And by it, turn every one of us to a living wonder. Yeah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. My case is different because I'm redeemed of the Lord, and as a covenant child, what affects others is not permitted to affect me. Congratulations. Give the Lord a big hand. Get seated. Please be seated. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We just returned from Houston, where we dedicated the new church facility in the center of the city. Amen. Bought cash, no banking arrangement, millions of dollars provided by Jesus. Amen. Light is sweet and is a beautiful thing for the eyes to behold the sun. Everyone under the bandage of indebtedness, this is your month of deliverance. Yeah. Everyone facing any form of financial harassment, this is your month of solution. Yeah. We've been looking at understanding the unlimited power of faith. The unlimited power of faith. How unlimited is the power of faith? If thou canst believe, how many things? All things are possible to him that believes. All things. You had somebody's testimony, 45 years wound that refused to be healed, cleared like a dream of the night. Every long-standing issue of your life in this anointing service will be turned to a solution. Every trial of years hanging on your life shall be turned into testimony. Every everlasting mountain, where any revival and every perpetual here shall be leveled as if they never existed. Therefore, open your heart today to receive this word from God and then position yourself for your own testimony. Understanding the unlimited power of faith. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Then he went on in Mark chapter 10, verse 27. With man, this is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. So, when your faith comes alive, you have left the human realm. You are now operating on a divine frequency. When your faith comes alive on any issue, you are no longer in the human realm in dealing with such matters. Praise God. So whatever is not impossible with God is not impossible with faith. Because faith is a mystery that brings you into the very class of God in dealing with any issue where your faith has come alive. Can I hear your amen? And with God, all things are possible. And the Bible said, with faith, if you can believe, all things are possible. So faith is not a principle, it's a mystery. Faith is not a principle, faith is a mystery. It's a mystery that taps into divine power and empowering the believer to operate on a divine frequency. May everyone's understanding be open today to see this. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Hebrews 11:3. The worlds were framed or created. So faith is a creative force. The thing does not have to exist. Faith creates after the order of God. Faith creates whatever needed be created, the same way God creates the whole world. The worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things that we now see do not come out of the things we do appear. This is so important. Faith is a creative force. The thing is not there, but he creates it. No two fallopian tubes, and yet set of twins. No ovaries, and yet first son, second son. Faith is a creative force. Faith does not struggle with issues. It creates solutions. Faith creates solutions to our bugging problems. Praise God. Through faith, they passed through the Red Sea as on a dry ground. Go forward, and they believed him, and so they went forward. And the sea saw them, it fled. Faith creates solutions. We must get to that point where we understand that faith is not struggling with issues to amend them and all that stuff. It creates solutions. Every of your bugging questions will return with solution today. As far as the kingdom of God is concerned, faith is key to every door. Every door you desire to be opened, faith is the master key to every door. For if you can't believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And it's to everyone according to his faith. So it's our faith that defines the limits of our destiny. He touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So it is to everyone according to his faith. Now, what that means is this, that everyone's destiny is limited by his faith. Faith is what defines the limit of everyone's destiny. So it's important, therefore, to build our faith. Because the stronger our faith, the greater our destiny in the kingdom. The stronger our faith, the greater our destiny in the kingdom. Now, what is faith? We've been trying to do that since this series began last Sunday. Number one, faith is taking spiritual responsibility in the light of scriptures, thereby committing God's integrity to perform. Faith is not just trusting God for something. Faith is sharing responsibility with God on something. I want this. It's provided for. Yes, he said, you want it. It's available. But this is what you must do to get it. Now, until you do what you must do, faith cannot deliver. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. This is where many charismatics miss it. I'm just believing God. Good. Even the devil believed and he shivers, but it hasn't done him any good. Believing that God is normal. Whether you believe or not, it's God. But to get anything, for your faith to deliver anything, that is what you must do. I mean, as clear as salvation is, you must repent before you can be saved. It's free, yeah, but that is what you must do to take delivery. You can't be healed because you are crying. Without faith, you can never be healed. Whether you are the greatest preacher of healing or not, it doesn't matter. You need your own faith to take your own healing. Praise God. So we need to understand that, I said it before, that any faith that seeks to make God absolutely responsible for the events of your life is an irresponsible faith. Irresponsible faith. That is what you must do to commit God's integrity to perform. That is what I must do to commit God's integrity to perform. Faith is not waiting for God to work like many people are doing. Faith is putting God's word to work. You put God's word to work, and by so doing, you are committing God's integrity to perform. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is so vital. We must get this right. We are sharing responsibility with God in the light of scriptures so as to commit his integrity to perform. If they did not pour water into the water pots, there would never be water turning to wine. Now, if the man born blind didn't go to Siloam and wash, he would be blind till death. Praise God. It's all sharing responsibility. Okay, cast your net into the deep. If you don't cast it forever, you'll be in your frustration. So there is always what you and I must do for faith to deliver. Faith is sharing responsibility. For instance, everybody knows that tithing is the master key to an open heaven of blessings. Now, if you don't do it, then you don't want the heavens to be open. Now, 120 days of fasting won't open the heavens. But your tithe of 10 naira out of 100 naira will open the heaven without any prayer. Without what?
Any prayer.
Without any prayer, we open the heaven, particularly when you do it according to the rules. You are not murmuring, you are not grumbling, okay, God, take again. I gave to you last month, nothing happened. The month before, nothing happened. They say something happened, but nothing has ever happened. I've been giving to you forever, nothing has ever happened. Take it again and eat it. Eat it. Whether you bless me or not, I will keep paying it. And I'll be complaining every day. You know? You're missing it forever. Can I tell you something? I never begged when I was earning 300 naira, the blessings of the Lord. I never stole. I would die the day before I steal. I was well brought up, and Jesus came to transform my life. We had guests, we had children going to school. that are living with us, who are paying every bill with delight. Not one day scratching your head. The blessings of the Lord. You can earn 10 million in a month and still be indebted to 1 billion. There are many of them in town. Most of those people you call rich, you don't know their account. If you know their account, you know they are among the greatest paupers in the land. Because here you are, you have a business of 5 billion, but you are owing 10 billion. Then you are minus 5 billion. And if they sell most of the people in your family, they may not be able to pay it. And so how wealthy are you? But Abraham's wealth transcended generations. That's the kind of wealth you're going to have. Aren't you glad that this ministry is never indebted? Has never been indebted. Has never been indebted. Not that we came out of debt, we are never indebted. Praise God. When we were 20, we were not indebted. So it's not a band of number. When we were 15, we were not indebted. When we were 6, we were not indebted. When we were 4, we were not indebted. So it's not about number. It's about blessing. It's about what?
Blessing.
You won't lack such blessings in your life. Somebody bless? Faith is simply sharing spiritual responsibility with God in the light of scriptures, thereby committing his integrity to perform. Number two, what is faith? Faith is an ever conquering force. Faith is not a beggarly force, but an ever conquering force. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. All, not most of them. All the fiery darts of the devil, an ever conquering force. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us from your hands. Even if he does not, we'll never fall to your crazy, stupid idol. And God delivered his own servants that trusted in him. Verse 28. That trusted in him. Because they trusted in their God. Ever conquering force. There was no smell of fire on them. Ever conquering force. Able to quench all the fiery, invisible darts of the devil. Somebody's walking free today. You are the one. Let me hear your loudest amen. What is faith? Faith is a law of the spirit with the capacity to suspend all the laws of nature. Faith has capacity to suspend all the laws of nature. All. The wind, I mean, the moon and the sun staying in position until the battle was won. Peace be still. And the wind and the sea obey his voice. Amen. Had capacity to suspend all the laws of nature. You carry a death sentence from a doctor in your life, we suspend it as if it never was real. Praise God. Faith has unlimited capacity to suspend all the laws of nature. All. Everyone appointed to death here by any medical verdict, you're walking to your liberty right here. Because the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And as your faith rises, the anointing will deliver without any resistance. Today is your day of liberty. Not a dormant force. Faith is a violent force. It's time to get violent with your faith. For the kingdom of God suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. Faith is not a dormant force. Faith is a violent force. Now, that woman went through the press in spite of her weakness. If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And she did. And Jesus said, virtue is gone out of me. Someone touched me. Thy faith has made thee whole. She violently reached out to Jesus in spite of the press. Luke chapter 8 and verse 40 to 48. We saw this man being brought in and there was no room to get across to Jesus. They went through the roof and Jesus saw their face and said, now, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Take your bed and go away. Faith is a violent force. Most of us are too slow to get at God. We are just too slow to get at God. The enemy takes undue advantage of our piety. I know God will do it someday. Somehow, he will do it. Somehow, someday, sometime, he will do it. You can't force God to do anything. He can do anything he wants at any time. The kingdom, he said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by what? Take it by force. The violent take it by force. It's time to get violent against the enemy. He's not a gentleman. There was this man who read the book Keys to Answered Prayers, 1986. And he was on admission in the hospital for high blood pressure and hypertension. The doctor was always a doctor in that hospital. He says he got to page 20 of that book and discovered that the devil is not a gentleman. So he called the doctor, I'm going home. Enough is enough. I'm going home. He walked free in 1986. I saw him 1996. He said, I'm still as free today. Walked free from high blood pressure and hypertension like a dream of the night. He came to, was rushing to see me at the meeting in Port Harcourt, and they were trying to push him. So he lifted the letter I wrote to him in response to his testimony. When I saw the letter in the paper, I said, no, let that man come. He said, I was the man who got healed by violence. 1986. I'm still here and healthy today. Any sickness you nurse will keep growing. You know, you nurse babies to grow. When you nurse any sickness, you are creating room to grow the sickness. Enough is enough. Now, let me tell you one testimony to help build your faith. I was going to minister in 1979 at a particular meeting, and I had running nose, and I convinced myself earlier on that because the roads were dusty, that's why I had running nose. Then somehow, I said, no, if Jesus were driving on this road, walking on this road, will he have running nose? I got to the place, I took the handkerchief with me and threw it off. They thought I mistakenly threw it. Somebody was bringing it. I said, no, stop that. I told Jesus, if this thing enters my mouth, I won't touch it. It ended there forever. Ended their what?
Forever.
Don't nurse that sickness. React against it. I walked free from running nose from that day. I can't remember the exact date. It was something like July. Walked free from it forever. Forever. By violence. You know something is... It's not pain in my soul, but he has to nurse the pain. So the pain can grow. Somebody will tell you, I've never slept for the past 10 days. It's a lie. Somebody has not slept for 10 days. He doesn't need to say it. When you see him, you know it. It's just exaggeration. You know, I've not slept. I've not eaten anything. I've not eaten anything now for the past 3 months. And when you ask him, you mean it? No, except for biscuits and... Anything you nurse grows. Anything you nurse. I walked free, not by prayer, but by violence, from running nose. Walk free forever. Amen. Forever. Just by simple insight and comparison. If Christ were walking on this road, driving on this road, will he have running nose? No. Therefore, stupid running nose. Stop running.
Yes, sir.
Now, and I said to Jesus, sir, if it comes through my nose to my mouth, I promise you not to touch it.
Violence.
You need to come awake. Don't let the enemy take advantage of you. React against him. Oh, you have high blood pressure. Not me. Look at it. Not necessary. The violent taketh it by force. Everything they say to you, write it down. Okay. Your nose will be running forever. Okay. The pain in your neck is a permanent one. Okay. The headache you're having, I will soon graduate to migraine. Okay. And everything they told you, you receive and accepted. And what the great physician tells you, you say no. You know, Jesus, these are modern doctors. This one is a doctor of the nose. The other one is a doctor of the throat. And they are experts in their field. They are published widely. Okay? Jesus hasn't published. So you carry on with the burdens. Sir, no devil can make me accept that I'm sick. Lie. Amen. We just flew down here yesterday about 13 or 16 hours, whatever. But I'm alive and well. I still came to the sanctuary last night to do what I needed to do. You know, you many of us are too cheap for the enemy. You are too mickey for the victory you needed. You need to turn violent for once. Stop that, Satan. Not here. No. Not anymore. I'm not taking this nonsense from you. Enough. Only those who have been somewhere can help you get around there. You know, you better listen to what I'm talking about. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Takes you for granted again.
Amen.
It takes violence for your faith to deliver raw results. It takes some good level of spiritual violence to get it done. Well, we have said it over and again. Faith is the master key to a world of unlimited possibilities. It will just deliver anything that God can deliver. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible. And he said, whosoever believes in me, the work that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do. John 14:12. What is unique about Bible faith? One, no devil can stop faith from having its way. Say with me, no devil can stop the devil. No devil can stop faith from having its way. Because faith will quench all the fiery darts of the devil. How many of them? Whatever can stop God from having his way can't stop faith from having his way. Forget about some witches in my village, some witches in my neighborhood, some wizards in my working place. Only a force that can stop the way against God can stop the way against faith. And tell me, what force in heaven or on earth, underneath the earth, can stop the way against God? Whatever force cannot stop the way against God cannot stop the way against faith. Because what faith does is to draw on God's capacity for delivery. Faith is transferring your battle to God. So whatever can stop the way against faith cannot, against God, cannot stop the way against faith. That's why we need to build our faith. He said, till we come to the unity of faith, unto the fullness, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
It has to be cultivated. Many of us are faith lazy. We are faith weak. We need to build strength into our faith to the point that we are in command after the order of Christ. After the order of Christ. We need to. And faith has unlimited capacity for growth. Thy faith groweth exceedingly. And is growing to bring you into the fullness of the stature of Christ unto a perfect man. Now let me say this. Every event in this ministry today is faith generated. Every. The chair you are sitting on is faith generated. The ground on which we are seated today is faith generated. Faith can deliver anything depending on how well you develop your faith. We need to grow our faith. And there is no shortcut to doing that. You keep feeding on the word of faith to build capacity into your faith so it can deliver anything that you desire. Can I hear your amen? The evidence of faith, the capital evidence of faith, is rest. What do I call it?
Rest.
Until you have come to the point of rest on an issue, your faith has not come alive in it. Your faith has not been developed to handle it. But when you come to a point of rest where there is no more anxiety, no more apprehension, and you have not resigned to faith, F-A-T, but confidently in command, then you are there. On any issue. On any issue. There are some people here today that the last sickness you saw, which will drop off you, it must drop today, is the last you will see till you face Jesus. Kenneth Hagin said, for 61 years, he never knew how headache feels. Never knew how headache feels. Now, there are many people under the sound of my voice today. The remaining days of your life, you won't know how sickness feels again. Somebody believe that, let me hear your loudest amen. What's unique about Bible faith? It brings God's hand to bear on a man's life for exploits. The hand of God came upon the man Elijah, and he outran the horse and the chariot of Ahab to the gates of Jezreel. 20 miles race, a man beat the chariot to it. That's not normal. What has never been accomplished in your generation, by the authority of faith and the engagement of the mission of faith, shall be accomplished in your life. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 40 to 46. Now today we are here to see God break every invisible barrier on our path. Please understand that invisible barriers are real. Let's start from that. Invisible barriers are real. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. 2 Corinthians 10:3. The word also says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in high places. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. Invisible barriers are real. Most of the things resisting us are not physical. There could be some human instruments, but behind the human instrument are invisible powers. Remember, Israel was kept in bondage for 430 years in Egypt. Now, people will think it was Pharaoh. No, they were the gods of Egypt responsible for their captivity. The gods of Egypt. And I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. Because I'm the Lord. So there were invisible forces behind their captivities. Whatever is holding any aspect of your life captive will be crushed today. The barriers will give way. Your destiny will find many. Every closed door against you by these invisible barriers will open up. Did you not sow good seed in thy field? Has he grown tears? He said, an enemy has done this. Whatever the enemy may have done to tamper with your glorious destiny in Christ shall be undone on this ground today. He said, I've given you on the Amorite, king of Heshbon, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. And his land, begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Your inheritance is real, but there's a contention over it. There's a contention over your inheritance. There's a contention over my inheritance. And we have to fight our way to victory. Today, every contention against your glorious destiny must give way today. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians 16:9. There are many adversaries, they are invisible forces resisting your entrance to the great and the great open door. Whatever is resisting your entrance to the open doors that God has set before you is cursed today in the name of Jesus. Now, to break invisible barriers, we must engage the following. One, we must continue to demonstrate our love for God. You know the reason why? God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. So whatever can resist God, whatever can constitute a barrier before God, cannot resist a genuine lover of God. Please understand what I'm talking about. When we grow in our love for God, then we become carriers of the fullness of God. Amen. He said, and to know the love of God which passes knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. At that point, forget about any nonsense barrier. Whatever can stand as a barrier before the Lord must give way to anyone walking in the depths of his love. In the what?
The depths of his love.
Because he has place his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. When your love is upon Jesus, you have committed him to deliver you because he has set his love upon me. Psalm 91 verse 14. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high.
Amen.
Because he's known my name.
Amen.
No barrier can stand the way of a true lover of Jesus. Because all things work together for good. To them that love God. All things work together for good. To them that love God. To them that are called according to his purpose. So we must continue to demonstrate our love for God in our day-to-day life. Then barriers will give way to us on their own accord. He said, God was in their midst. The sea saw them. What happened? It fled. Psalm 114 and verse 1 to 9. The sea saw them and fled. Barriers can't stand where God is. And he that dwelleth in law, dwells in God, and God in him. And when barriers see them, he cleared the way for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. What must I do to destroy these barriers? We must continue to trust God. We must continue to trust God. He said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. He said, the man that trusts in the Lord shall be like my son that cannot be removed but abided forever. Cannot be removed. They that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be removed but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people that trust him. From this day, even forevermore, he will not allow the rod of the wicked to tamper with the lot of the righteous. He will destroy the barriers on their path. Amen. Let the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Trust in God clears the barriers on your path. Can I hear your amen? Because faith has capacity to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. It cleared it for Daniel, cleared it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He will clear the barriers on the path of anyone that trusts him. Amen. Number three, we must remain planted in the house of God. We must remain planted in the house of God because upon Mount Zion, what happens? There shall be deliverance and holiness, and God's people shall possess their possessions. Zion is the church of Christ today. Amen. Ye are come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. The church of the firstborn that are written in heaven. So Zion is the church of Christ today. Hebrews 12, 22-24. We must be planted. I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them in the place of their own, that they may not move anymore. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore as before time. Let's be planted. That's the way to secure. Because the church is the city of refuge of the New Testament. Manslayers can't reach you. Wicked forces can't reach you. When you are planted there, it's important not to be a visitor in the church, to be a dweller, but to be a dweller in the house of God. This is so important. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10, it said, the children of wickedness shall not afflict you anymore as before time. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever, and here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless our provision. Amen. 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 And satisfy our poor with bread. I will also clothe our priests with salvation. And our saints shall keep shouting for joy. Hallelujah. No more barriers. Amen. No more barriers. Amen. No more barriers. Amen. Now, that's why it's important to camp with Jesus. Psalm 132 and verse 13 to 16. To camp with Jesus in the city of refuge called the church. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will serve the Lord. He's my refuge. And my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust? Now, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. No barriers. Number five, he said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies at noonday. Because what? You are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and under the shadow of the Almighty. Then you are covered. Barriers can't stand your way anymore. The afflictors can't afflict you anymore. The oppressors can't oppress you anymore. That's what happens when you dwell in Zion, God's own New Testament city of refuge, where the children of wickedness cannot afflict you anymore as before time. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. We had this very interesting story when Saul wanted to kill David, and David ran to Samuel, and he sent soldiers to go and get him. They got there, they can't return. They started prophesying with him. Sent another back. He said, now I'm going to go myself. And God said, okay, I will show you paper. He stripped him naked. He lay down 24 hours prophesying and never ceased. Can't get a David in Zion. No evil force pursuing you can get at you in Zion. So get planted. Get planted. That's the way. That's the answer. Get planted. Get planted in the house of God and you'll be secure from all the arrows of the wicked one. It's your turn. Let me hear your loudest amen. So it's important to locate our own city of refuge and abide there. It's important to locate our own city of refuge and abide there. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 13 and 14. It said, thou shalt not offer thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose. God chooses for us where we belong. Glory to God. In the place where the Lord your God shall choose. Now, he said, I will appoint to you pastors after my own heart. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. I will give you pastors according to my own heart. I'm the one who deploys my people to where they belong. Having found where you belong, stay there. And connect with what is going on there, and you find God confirming his word in your life. It's very important. Too many, many people are spiritually on the streets. They don't belong anywhere. They don't belong anywhere. And as a bird wanders from our nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. Proverbs 27, verse 8. It is always challenging to be displaced. Displaced people face all kind of issues. Don't displace yourself. Locate where you belong and settle in there. And watch God decorating your life over and again. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Thank you, Father. Amen. Today is also our special anointing service. It holds every month. And what a day. Because according to scriptures, the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? Whatever may have been pursuing you hitherto ceases today. Every wicked force after your life crumbles today. Everyone who has vowed not to let you go, today marks the end of it. It's also important for me to mention here that to see barriers clear of your path, we must remain committed to serving God and the interests of his kingdom. That's how Israel walked to liberty. Come and say, I'm walking to liberty today. Hear what the Lord said. Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And let my son go that he may serve me. If you won't let him go, I will kill your son because I must free my son. Whatever won't let you go, God will clear it today. But every demand for their liberty was based on their readiness to serve him. Let my people go that they may serve me. And let my people go that they may serve me. Every time Moses confronted Pharaoh, it is on the basis of let them go that they may serve me. Everyone that is genuinely committed to serving God and the interests of his kingdom, barriers will clear off your path as if they never existed. Because by so doing, you have committed God to your liberty. You have committed God to your advancement. Everybody serving God is entitled to liberty. Everybody serving God is entitled to advancement. Amen. That's the way it happens. And in Jesus' name, in this great revival that is ongoing, every everlasting mountain that's resisting your progress, every perpetual hill resisting your children, your family, whatever they may be, wherever they may be, in the name of Jesus, because you are sold out to serving Him and the interest of His kingdom, all those barriers are declared off your path. God is committed to delivering those who serve Him. God is committed to sparing and distinguishing those who serve Him. Invisible barriers cannot stand the way of those who are truly serving God. He sent them to go, and they came back rejoicing that even devils who are subject to us in your name, barriers will be subject to you from henceforth. Amen. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Very quickly, you are in this service today. I'd like you to please take note of this. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and is the beauty that overcomes the world, even our faith. So faith is an instrument exclusively preserved or reserved for God's own children. Until you are born again, faith cannot deliver in your life. Praise God. So new birth is the foundation of the faith that must work. The faith that must deliver. 1 John 5:4. So if you are in this service this morning and you are not born again yet, I'd like to pray with you 1 minute. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet. This is your day. This is your day. God bless you. God bless you. You want your sins forgiven? You want your name written in the book of life? Please stand to your feet. God bless you. Somebody else is standing up. Join us quickly. Join us quickly. This is your day. This is your hour. Church, keep giving the Lord a big hand. Wherever you are, get up on your feet. Stand to your feet right now. I'd like to pray with you right now where you are. God bless you. God bless you. All of us who are standing, please move to the nearest eye to where you are. They will be praying for you. Just move to the nearest eye to where you are. I'll be praying for you right there in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Jesus. Because until you return, you cannot be restored. You want to rededicate your life to Christ today. Maybe you are once saved. At a point, there was a disconnect, and you know it. You start trying other means to get out of the issues of life. But you want to return today, because until you return, you cannot be restored. Everyone that wants to rededicate his life to Christ, please stand to your feet. I'll pray for you at the same time. You want to rededicate your life to Christ today, please stand. God bless you. God bless you. You don't have a spare life. You better make the most of the only one you have. Stand to your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ today, God bless you. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I'd like to pray with you at the same time. Now, everyone standing in this second call, also move to the nearest aisle to where you are. Some church officials are there to assist you fill out your cards in 1 minute. Thank you, Lord. Amen. How many of us are having a nice time with Operation Run? Are you having a nice time? Amen. It may look like a play today, but it secures the future for you tomorrow. You are going somewhere. You are going somewhere. Nobody ever pursues God at a loss. You are going somewhere. Mockers may be mocking today, but the maker is busy making you. You are going somewhere. In the name of Jesus, you are going somewhere. So get excited with your involvement. Remain committed. Remain on fire. You are investing into destiny. You are investing into posterity. You are investing into eternity. Get excited about it. You are not wasting your time serving God. You are investing into your future. You are not wasting your time serving God. You are investing into your destiny. You are not wasting your time serving God. You are investing into the lives of your children, children yet unborn. You are not wasting your time serving the Lord. You are investing into eternity. Get excited about it. I've been in this for 41 years. Sir, I have never begged. No. I've never begged. I've never been down. There is no private revelation in the kingdom. What I say to you, I say to all. What I say to one, I say to all. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness beautifies destiny. Decorates destiny. Secures the future. Secures the destiny of your children's children in their generations. Secures eternity. Get excited about it. I signed up on this 1976, September 12th. I'm having real time. Real great time in God's presence. I see God decorating your lives more than he has done mine. Just get excited at doing what he tells you to do and watch what he does with your life. He cannot mismanage your life. No. He has not mismanaged mine. Many in this church are operating on the frequency of Matthew 6:33 today with abandoned testimonies, unending testimonies, enviable testimonies. Yours must come out of this operation run. All of us who are standing, please bow your heads for a moment and let's pray. Lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this prayer of faith after me from the depth of your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm now a child of God. I'm now restored. I'm born again. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Amen. Now keep your hands up. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. All that pray this prayer today, you live your remaining days with testimonies. The barriers on your path are broken down. Your destinies open up. In the name of Jesus, grace to run this race to the end, receive it right now. In Jesus' name. No more going back to the world for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Church, give the Lord a big hand for them. Please submit your cards to the church officials standing by you so we can be part of your joy. Shall we all rise to our feet, please? Thank you, Jesus. Please take your bottles of the anointing oil. All new converts, please take note of this. The third Sunday of every month is our special anointing service, where everyone is required to come with his own bottle of anointing oil so he can be blessed. And then you come under the freshness of that anointing for continuous impact. Now, what is in the oil? Because understanding matters to what we receive. Amen. Say with me, the breakthrough power of God is in this oil. Say convincingly. So you are breaking through every barrier on your path. When David was anointed with oil, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. 1 Samuel 16:13. And by chapter 17, the 17-year-old boy became a national hero. By this anointing, every barrier resisting your glorious destiny clears the way. Now, what is in this oil? Say one more time, the breakthrough power of God is in this oil. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue kingdoms before him, and I will loose the loins of kings. I will go before him to make the crooked path straight. Amen. I will break the gates of brass, break the gates of iron, cut in sunder the bars of iron. That is the breakthrough power of God in the oil, in the anointing. By this anointing, every gate of brass, resisting your advancement in life. Every iron gate that won't let you go, I decree them destroyed in the name of Jesus. They are destroyed today in the name of Jesus. What is in this oil, say with me, the yoke destroying power of God. Whatever the enemy may have placed on anyone, call it generational curse, hereditary disease, whatever has been there as everlasting mountain, as perpetual hills, at the instance of this anointing, I command them destroyed. What is this oil? Say with me, the exemption power of God. As they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I decree your supernatural exemption from the evils of the day. A 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, they shall not come near you. Now, what is in this way? Say with me, the healing power of God. Say it convincingly. Now, it has capacity to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, whatever disease or sickness may be in anyone's body, under the sound of my voice in this service, I command them healed forever. Jesus gave them the oil and he called it power. Mark chapter 6 verse 7. He gave them power against unclean spirit to heal them. And they anointed with men that were sick and healed them. Verse 12. Every manner of sickness and disease today is turned to a testimony. You are not going back with any. You are not going back with any plague on your life. You know why we do this every month? The fresher the oil, the greater its impact. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, whatever you believe God for today is delivered into your hand. The spell of unemployment is destroyed in your life. The spell of business frustration is destroyed in your life. The spell of crisis in families is destroyed in your life. Whatever tree my heavenly Father has not planted, that's growing around your life, is rooted out today. Therefore, I decree the content of your bottles, the holy anointing oil. It shall deliver anything you believe God for today. There shall be no more barriers on your path forever. Whatever has not been able to stand the way of this commission shall not be able to resist your advancement in life. And so shall it be. That man said for 45 years he had this wound that would not heal. And then he just put the oil on it. He was looking. And the wound was getting healed. It was the devil. It's not anything. It's an affliction of the wicked that you carry this wound forever. Whatever the enemy has vowed you carry forever, returns back to sender today. They return back to sender today. Now, put a little of this oil on your fingertip and straight to your forehead in the name of Jesus and begin to appropriate whatever you believe God for this hour. The prophetic word has gone forth. Now, take your portion. Take your portion. Take your portion. Take your portion. Every barrier causing slow motion, slow progress in my way, they are off today, off forever. all today, all forever, all today, and all forever. You are breaking through right now, breaking through right now. All barriers are crumbling. All barriers on your path are crumbling. All barriers on your path are crumbling right now. All marital barriers, all barriers against your fruitfulness, every barrier is giving way. 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 Every barrier on your path is giving way. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. One of the mysteries unveiled to us about the oil here is taking the shot of the oil so it can go forth with the fire and the fire through your system, flushing out every poison, flushing out every disorder, recreating your organs, getting you back into shape. Matthew 3:11-12. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but there's one coming after me who baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor, and we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every child of God is a temple of the Holy Ghost. He will thoroughly purge his floor. He will gather the grace into the garner. He will preserve the organs of your body and burn every chaff in your system with unquenchable fire. How many believe in this mystery? Now, all that believe in this mystery, take a shot of this oil and celebrate your triumph. Celebrate your victory. You are free forever. Every organ of your body is back to shape. Every non-performing organ is set free right now. It's created by your faith. Created. Recreated by your faith. Free at last and free forever. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands. Cover your bottles right now. Cover your bottles. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Where are the old ones? Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Just a minute, please. Everyone engaging with Operation Run, before the 25th of June, I decree that you'll be turned to a living wonder. For everyone coming on board this new week, I decree the same order of testimony in your life. For all those who have pursued after their new converts and brought them into church today, be blessed specifically this week in the name of Jesus. All those who are helping, those who need help to get to church, you'll never lack help in your life. Your children will never lack help in their life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Some books were announced for recommended book for the month. But I'm glad to let you know a new book is out, Understanding the Power of Faith. Amen. You may look out for that, and simple to read, and with your understanding, you keep on enlarging your coast of faith and going up higher and higher. Jesus is Lord. Another week is here. This shall be a most fruitful week. For you. A most fruitful week in your business. A most fruitful week in your career. A most fruitful week in your family. The week is declared your week of testimony. The week is declared your week of testimony. And so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Can I ask you to do something? Please believe God that this coming Sunday, somebody new is coming along with you to church. And as he arrives here, your blessing keeps dropping from heaven. What are we doing? We are rescuing souls from perishing. Be part of it. Jesus is Lord. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship, everybody? Sure. God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Peace. My case is different because I'm redeemed of the Lord, and as a covenant. Enough.